This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about being set free. And I wonder if in your life you feel like there's a need to be set free. You feel all tied up inside. You feel like there's habits or ways of relating to people that you just can't seem to break out of. Or there's this sense of guilt that just overwhelms you. I don't know, maybe you don't feel those things, but there is this awesome freedom that is found in a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2. He says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. And among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that, in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not the result of your good works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And he goes on. Here's this incredible truth that we started the week out with, that we have been in some miraculous spiritual way united with Christ, so that now we are in Christ. That God loves us because of our connection with his dear Son, Jesus Christ. It's not because we have been good enough for God. And if being saved isn't because you're good enough for God, then you can't get unsaved by being not good enough for God, can you? No. By grace we have been saved. This transaction has been done. We are now in Christ. In the ages to come, he will show us the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ. He seated us with Jesus in Christ. He raised us up with Christ. So everything about the freedom we have as a Christian is because of our relationship to Jesus Christ. He is the key to your spiritual life. Listen, trying harder is not the key. Trying to be good enough for God is not the key. The key to the Christian life is recognizing that you have come into a new relationship with God that has placed you in Christ. That is your position before God. When he looks at you, he sees you in Christ through the filter of who Jesus is. When you want to live the Christian life, it's not you who can do that. It's Jesus Christ, and your relationship with him brings with it this whole new life of Jesus in you. So if you're looking for freedom, for a new way of life, you need to stop and realize it's not something new that you need if you're already a believer in Jesus Christ. You just need to come to an understanding that Jesus is ready to live his life in you if you will take your hands off the steering wheel and give him total freedom in your heart and life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.